Thank you, Dr. Klavan. Now I'd like to invite Dr. Nino Galloni to come up, who will be speaking on currency, credit, and finance for the Atlantic, the Mediterranean, and beyond, which is not really switching gears from what we've been discussing already.
Do you have slides?
No.
Okay. I'm sorry, I had to be... I was scheduled for tomorrow, but I have had some trouble in my country, and so I am here to talk about you. But I want to say something about my country that is closer to the theme of my speech. Now we have a situation in at the top of the institutions and of the parties, and it seems to the Five Stars Movement, which whom I cooperate, and is the reason for my escape in my country this night, because we have an important bill, a government bill, about the question of debt of the public administration to the enterprises or private producers that needs to be paid as soon as possible. And we work in this thing. But the question is that the top managers, ministry and chairman of the ministry and other people don't want to understand the question that if the state or public administration of public institutions have a debt for works performed by private enterprises, they are on the balance of the state balance yet. And after to pay them, we have to press other bonds and pay other interests. Is a very wrong and a stupid way to manage the things. So I come back solely to try to teach this thing to my friends of Five Stars Movement and other people with in my professional experience I have had to work with them about these problems of management of public expenditures. So I want to have a speech on the problem of currency, credit and finance for Mediterranean, Atlantic and beyond. Three great routes involve the Mediterranean, from the Atlantic to the Mediterranean, from North Africa to the Middle East, going through Sicily, from the Adriatic and the Ionian Sea towards the Balkans, the Black Sea, and beyond. A new geopolitical dynamic based on an increased cooperation among peoples and the acknowledgement of a regional power of reference along the three routes above mentioned could lay the basis for new financial, monetary, and credit strategies more suitable to the needs of economic development. The dialogue between the United States and Russia along the general axis, going from the Atlantic to the Black Sea and beyond, according to the three directions considered, could therefore see as reference powers respectively Italy, Iran, and Turkey. Currently, such hypotheses could seem futuristic, But in the mid-long term, that is to say from 5 to 10 years, perspectives for peace, development and justice cannot but come from a cooperative solution to current financial and social imbalances. This means that within 5 or 10 years, either a solution can be found or the international situation will irreparably worsen. Concerning the first direction, from the Atlantic to the Mediterranean, Italy is seen as regional responsible on the basis of the estimate that the current European Union asset, by the way, historically and deliberately weak and indifferent to African problems and contradictory and ambiguous in its relationship with the states, is not sustainable. A disaster will ensue. It has a further aggregation of northern countries which could cut Europe in two parts along the Alps. Concerning the second direction, from North America to the Middle East, going through Sicily, the acknowledgement of Iran as a power represents the only way to base equilibrium and peace at the level of the Middle East sub-region, overcoming conflicts with direct U.S. intervention has not been able to solve. Last, concerning the third direction, Adriatic, Ionian, Balkans, Black Sea and beyond, it is clear that the dialogue between Turkey and Russia would open a new cultural and development perspectives. Culture, collaboration, goodwill, professional training, infrastructures and solving the problem of financing development represent a decisive roadmap. In this forum, I would like to start with the issue of infrastructure in order to focus on finance and credit, leaving to another opportunity the discussion of other major issues such as education of human resources necessary to implement projects or the elaboration of a culture able to reconnect the youth and its hopes for the future to the recent and ancient history that has characterized the anthropological evolution of those regions. The large cultural, economic and obviously geographic directions suggest the construction of infrastructures able to facilitate trade and relationships and represent a condition for development. However, they demand and suggest comprehensive, strategic and ambitious plans. Otherwise, single works detached from the strategic context of the larger planetary directions risk to become a white elephant. Therefore, proceeding with our line of thought, the upgrading of the Mediterranean and the extra-Mediterranean port network, the construction of the underwater tunnel between Capo Bon, Tunisia, and Mazara del Vallo, Sicily, the Messina Bridge and the consequent upgrading of road and railway networks represent a single unity with the development project. Those infrastructures can be financed largely by advancing the income of transit fares, which will be cashed once the structures will be ready and in function. Those fares could work as future to be used as travel assets and increase value in time, or be turned into liquidity with a gain for their owners. Of course, everything depends on how correct will the estimates be of the income generated by the project. It is also obvious that state intervention can move enormous financial capital to use for development. In order to do this, current obstacles to development must be removed. In the first place, re-establish a clear separation between subjects operating on speculative financial markets and subjects, banks, destined to supply credit to the economy. It is Glass-Steagall Act, of course. In the second place, we need to freeze the enormous amount of circulating toxic and derivative assets, which represent a threat for the entire world economy, turning them throughout agreements and guarantees among states in long-term low-interest credit to finance development projects. Thirdly, we need to re-establish levels of functioning for credit and currency, which bypass current wrong approach. Both the approach claiming a scarcity of liquidity, impossible once currency was fully decoupled from gold, and the approach pushing an unlimited expansion of liquidity, quantitative easing, not pegged to concrete projects for the real economy. In conclusion, the strategic features of development are sound projects and the availability of sufficient human and physical resources, while financial means can be supplied by government and banks, including public banks, with the only limitation being, as we said, their usefulness and their reasonability. Thank you.